Here's Wayne Gretzky joins us on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, Gord Stellick, and Scott Morrison. Hello, Wayne. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Just talking about PK Subban embracing that stage last night, and I don't know how much of that game you got to see because of Anaheim. It kind of drifted over into the Anaheim-Edmonton game, but big players enjoy that stage, and they take over.
Yeah, I didn't get to see a lot of it because of our game, but what I did see every time I looked up, it seems like he was getting a good shot on net. So obviously he had a great game, but, you know, that's what the playoffs do. You know, some guys embrace it and rise to the occasion, and obviously their entire team with 5-0 in the playoffs playing tremendous hockey, and obviously he's been a big part of that. So good for him that he's playing so well and loving what he's doing, and congratulations to the Predators. They're playing as good as anybody in the NHL right now.
So you run into Connor McDavid today at 3:30 this afternoon, just away from the rink, or and he says to you, "What do I do about Ryan Kessler? How do I handle this?" So what do you tell him?
Well, first of all, he's not going to say that, because I'll tell you, he's dealt with this his whole life. I can give you a firsthand account of that, because I did myself also at 13, 14, 18, 21. That's part of the game, and Connor understands that as well as anybody. So, you know, the only difference is now in this series, obviously it's a lot more visible. Everybody's paying attention to it. And more importantly, Kessler's probably one of the best checkers that he's ever played against until this point in time of his career. So, you know, you just, as Connor would tell you, it's part of the game. You can't worry about it. You got to utilize your assets. For Connor, his assets are obviously his hockey sense and his speed and his teammates and line mates. Right now, Draisaitl is playing as well as anybody in the National Hockey League, and everybody is contributing in a positive way. So I don't think that Connor is overly concerned about it, because he's dealt with this his whole career.
Would you waste one on him, on Kessler, if you were Connor?
No, because, listen, Kessler's pretty tough. Plays the game hard. He's physically tough. He's mentally tough. That's not going to get you anywhere. The only way to get under a guy's skin is to capitalize on your opportunities. So whether it's five on five, or if he's got a power play situation like we did last night, the way to get back at checkers is to be successful offensively. So, hey, listen, that's part of the game. Playoffs are hard, and right now, the Ducks are as good as anybody. They play hard, and Kessler is the leader of that. Getzlaf plays hard. So, you know, it's a long series, a lot of hockey left, and tonight was just the beginning.
Now, you know, you mentioned you faced it all your life, so I'm curious. Like, they talk about the one technique of skate to somebody else and you take away two checkers, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, how did you generally, I don't know who the most effective guys, whether it was Steve Kasper, I don't know when, but when you're younger, did you have a certain strategy in how you handled it personally?
Uh-huh. Well, listen, the game has changed. Back in the day, the Bobby Hulls, the Rocket Richards, and the Gordie Howes, they had what they called shadows. You could skate with a guy, and it doesn't take a whole lot of rocket scientists just to skate with a guy and follow him around. You can't do that anymore, because, you know, it's called interference, which is, you know, thankfully that's in the game now. But, you know, for me, if somebody was following me around like a shadow, I would just go stand beside their defenseman, and I'd get in his way and follow him. Now we've got two guys out of the play. We're playing 4-3. So when you got four Oilers of Coffey's caliber and Curry, Messier, Anderson, it makes the game wide open. So, you know, once you get ahead, if you're up 2-0 or 3-0, they can't shadow you anymore. So that's what we tried to do. In this day and age, you know, the players are more like the guys like a Guy Carboneau. You know, they cut the angles down, they take away your space, guys like Bob Gainey, and that's what Kessler does. He's a solid checker. He's as good as there is in the game, and he's physically demanding. So, but listen, that's part of the game. Hockey's been played like that forever, and it's going to continue. And as you go along here, each game in the playoffs becomes physically more involved. Each night becomes that much harder, and it's hard to play every night. But like I said, this is not new to Connor or Draisaitl. They've faced this a lot in their lives.
So what was your overall assessment of the Oilers' performance last night? Up 3-1, Anaheim battles back, but you still find a way to win it.
It's a pretty resilient group. First of all, I'm overly impressed by how prepared the team is as a team. I thought in the San Jose series, the preparation that the coaching staff put the players through, as far as game patterns and style of play that they want to play, taking maybe the angles away from guys like Burns and playing against Podolski's line, minimizing their opportunities and doing the things that the coaching staff wanted them to do defensively. And so moving on to the next series, it's obviously a little bit different series. It seems to be a little chippier and obviously a little bit more physical. But you could tell that the team was extremely well prepared again for game one. And, you know, to be up 3-1 and to give up a couple of really good goals and make it 3-3, you could just see the expression on the players' faces. There's no panic. The bench seemed to be very calm. The coaching staff was calm. And the players just sort of continued on, which is great to see. You know, every night is a learning experience for this group of kids because they are still pretty relatively young. But our goaltending's been outstanding throughout. Our team play's been really strong. And it's just made it a lot of fun. And I thought last night was one of the best games that our team played, not necessarily as far as perfection goes, but to still hang on after giving up a two-goal lead, to be able to score a late goal and win on the road, that says a lot about the maturity of the hockey club. And, you know, it was good to see Larson offensively contribute because, you know, game in, game out, watching the team play has been such a workhorse defensively for that team. To see him get rewarded offensively, I'm sure everybody in the locker room is extremely excited for him.
There was a lot of comparisons as we went through the night last night. McDavid is you. We've got Draisaitl running shotgun, or second best player is Mark, and Cam Talbot allowing the two goals, but eventually winning the goal game is Grant. And then you've got Adam Larson. And I didn't see him as Paul Coffey, but he looked good rushing that puck.
Yeah, you know, he just... I'm amazed at the whole defensive core. I think Peter Chiarelli has just done a tremendous job with the organization. If you look at the four older veteran players, our defense with, you know, Klefbom, Sakara, and Larson, and this Russell, I mean, those four guys are just workhorses. And for the two young kids, Darnell and Matty Benning, to step in and play the minutes they're playing and play as well as they're playing, and you know, Greiba, who is sort of the seventh defenseman, they're just a good core of kids that just love to play, and they block shots, and they don't cheat the game, and they're unselfish to each other, and they love playing in front of their goaltender, and I can see their goaltender loves them in front of them. So as good as the team is, and it really is fun to watch, the defensive core, the six to seven guys, have really done an outstanding job over the last month of the season, well, quite frankly, all year long, but over the last month, they're just getting stronger and stronger as a group. And when you have six or seven defensemen that can play and play regular shifts, we went down to five defensemen in game six in San Jose because Klefbom was sick. And Darnell and Matt Benning just stepped in and played a lot of minutes and played very well. So the defense core has been outstanding.
Wayne, now that you're closer to the team this year, I'm curious, was there a time during the course of the season you really got a sense about what could happen? Because this team has not only hasn't played playoff games, but hasn't been in the playoffs for a lot of years. When did maybe that tweak with you?
Well, first of all, from the beginning of the year, you could tell it had the skill. There's no question with the players and the talent and the ability they had. I think that as the year went on, the same sort of rhetoric was what we heard, you know, okay, are they for real? Is this a good team? Boy, you know, it's fun to watch, but can they keep doing this? And it just, the team kept surprising everyone and kept moving forward. Excuse me. And then I think even in the San Jose series, you know, we played the Stanley Cup finalists of last year. They're a good hockey club. Now, granted, Joe Thornton was banged up, and that's probably fortunate for us and unfortunate for them because he's such a workhorse. But our team played extremely well and just got better as that series went along. When you bounce back from a 7-0 loss and come in and win the next game in overtime, it just shows you the character of the group. So it's an unselfish group of players. I really enjoyed my time around not only the organization but the players. They're just good kids who love to play. In a lot of ways, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, they don't have the experience of playoff hockey, and they don't. But they just love to play hockey, and that's how you gain experience. So a lot like the enthusiasm and the fun that the Leaf fans had in Toronto this year with an outstanding year and a great playoff run, that's what it's been like in Edmonton. It's been a lot of fun.
Darren made the comment, Wayne, you know, that Talbot is Grant and Connor is you, and on and on. But do you see similarities between this group and the Oilers, the young Oilers from the 80s?
Well, listen, it's hard to compare teams, and nobody, especially on the inside, guys don't like doing that a whole lot. But listen, it's a really nice group of people, and, they play hard and they practice hard. And, I'm so impressed by Cam Talbot, and I made the statement at the All-Star game that I felt that he was slighted a little bit because I thought and felt, honestly, that he should have been rewarded and been in that All-Star game. And for him to have the year he had, he's sort of the unsung captain of the hockey club, so to speak, because he's a little bit older and he's been around a little bit and had some playoff experience. But he's extremely unselfish. You never see him point a finger at a guy. You never see him get upset a defenseman or somebody who missed the defensive coverage. He just grabs the puck and throws it back out and says, let's go. So it starts in net, I think, and he's definitely the right guy for this team. And he deserves all the credit McElhaney is getting right now.
This group cannot even be compared to your group until they do a dinner party and boys in the bus. And
there you go.
Until that happens. Before we let you go, just we're going to see Sidney against Ovi round three. Mm-hmm. In the Stanley Cup playoffs starting tonight. Uh-huh. I don't want to put too much into this for Alex Ovechkin, but you know him really well. You know them both really well, but how much do you put into this for Alexander Ovechkin's legacy?
Well, listen, my point of view, Alexander Ovechkin is going to go down as one of the most exciting, best players that the game has ever seen. And more importantly, he loves the game of hockey and sells it worldwide, whether it's in North America or his home country, Russia. He loves to play, and he loves to be on the big stage. Unfortunately, it hasn't sort of panned out for him. But listen, they're playing against the Stanley Cup champions. Sidney Crosby is, in my estimation, still the best player in the game today. He had an outstanding year, and as you can see in the first round, his play got better as the series went along against Columbus. And so, for Washington to be successful, they're going to need to play as well as they can as a team and as well as they have all year, and their best players have to be the best player in the series. And that's basically, that's not pressure, that's just fact. It's been that way for, hundreds of years, and all the way back to the Canadians with Richard and Beliveau, to the Islanders with Bossy and Trache, to our teams. And, it's just the way it is. And so I look for a great series. I'm sure both teams are fired up, and both teams don't like each other. So I think it's going to be wonderful hockey for everyone to watch.
Just getting back to the Oilers for a minute, Wayne, how much fun has this been for you to be back with a team, especially that team, and now going on a run like this?
Well, listen, I love the game, and everything I have in my life is because of hockey. And the NHL has been wonderful to me. And so for me to be back in Edmonton and be with this group of kids, they're tremendous young men. They love to play. They're great for the city. They're great for our community in Edmonton, and they're great for the National Hockey League. So, it's a wonderful group of people, not only with the players, but from Bob Nicholson and Kevin Lowe and Craig McTavish, guys that I sort of grew up with and been around. It's been fun, and it's been a great ride. Hopefully it continues on for, a little bit of time here, but it's sort of, as I say, it's one game at a time. You can't get too high when you win, and you can't get too low when you lose, and you just keep going along.
I really enjoy, in this conversation, hearing you say we. You've got a vested interest, and you can see that when you watch the games and you can hear it in your voice. Thanks for doing this, sharing your stories and your thoughts on the Stanley Cup playoffs. Appreciate it, Wayne.
Yeah, anytime. You guys have a great day.